In this file, I have a main program that tests the stack functions. Notice that the first thing I do is include stack.h, so I have the functions available to me to call. I'm going to purposely put too many numbers on the stack, just so I can test the stack error facility. So my first loop will go through and put the numbers 0 through 10, and that's 11 numbers, of course, and that's too many. So the last number will not be put on the stack, and when I call the stack error function, it should return true, a 1, and I'll print out the word stack error. And just to show you that the 11 was not pushed, I'll print out that the last element pushed was, and we would expect it to be a 9, because there's only room for 10 numbers, 0 through 9, so that 11th number, 10, did not make it. Now to pop the stack, I'll just have a loop that uses stack size as the test to see if there's any elements. While there are elements on the stack, I'll go ahead and print out the result of popping the stack. So that will give me the elements in last in, first out order. And every time I pop the stack, stack size will be decremented. The actual size will be. And so eventually stack size will return to 0 and this loop will eventually quit. If you look at that printf statement, you'll see that I'm printing a space in between the numbers, so they're all appearing on the same line. So in order to have a new line begun, I will call putchar, which is a function that just prints out a single character, and here I'm giving it a new line.